Guards at Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan jail did not follow procedure and check on prisoners every 30 minutes the night the pedophile took his own life. Now, I love this narrative. He took his own life and committed suicide. You know the Joe Scarborough that, whatever he is, at MSNBC, was like, "This sounds like Russians to me." Oh, yeah, Putin had it out for Epstein. Sure he did. The former financier, 66, was found hanging in his prison cell shortly before 7 a.m. and was rushed to nearby New York Presbyterian Lower Manhattan Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Can I just ask, Mr. Prosecutor, I have a question. Why do you put someone who was on suicide watch, even if he was removed from suicide watch, and he shouldn't have been, why would you put him in a cell where they have rafters that a bed sheet could be thrown around so you can hang yourself? Do you not have a cell that doesn't have anything hanging from the ceiling that could be used as a gallows? I mean, who does this? The fact that he was in a cell where a hanging was possible tells you that this was a setup. A photo has emerged of the pedophile's body being wheeled into a hospital on a gurney. I saw the photo, the picture, because people like him pictures that they're talking about. I don't see a body. There's a bag. There's no. To say that that's a body, I don't know. The source told the news agency the two jail guards at the Metropolitan Correctional Center are required to make separate checks on all prisoners every 30 minutes, but that the procedure was not followed overnight. In addition, every 15 minutes, guards are required to make another check on prisoners who are on suicide watch. The decision to remove Epstein, who is possibly the most high-profile inmate in the federal jail system, from suicide watch, has both baffled former wardens and veterans of the federal prison system alike. A separate source revealed to the DailyMail.com that Epstein actually told prison guards and fellow inmates that he believed someone had tried to kill him in the weeks before his death. Well, Clinton, hitman, perhaps? The real John Wick? I smell John Wick 4 coming, don't you? The insider, who had seen the disgraced financier on several occasions during his incarceration at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, also claims that the normally reserved Epstein seemed to be in good spirits. There was no indication that he might try to take his own life, the guy told the DailyMail.com. From what I saw, he was finally starting to adjust to prison. I think he was comforted by the rigidity of his new life. Oh, I am so moved and motivated that Jeffrey Epstein started to like prison. Why doesn't that adds a whole new angle to this, doesn't it? But his suicide comes 2 weeks after he was hospitalized, following what may have been an initial attempt to take his own life. Now, I got to ask a question. If you're the prison system, if you're the injustice department, what incentive do you have in not releasing full disclosure on why he was hospitalized? What do you have to lose? He's dead. Unless you're covering something up. This may have been what Fat Jerry was alluding to when he said, "We're going to investigate this. We're going to find out that Trump was behind all this." No, you're not. But I think that's a fair line of inquiry. Someone had asked the question, and I'll repeat it, so I won't take credit for it, but it's a good question. In the current political state that we're in, can you name one individual, just one, who might be trusted enough to investigate the suicide or the assassination of Jeffrey Epstein and that you would actually believe and trust the results.